Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sometimes we try to save a buck or two that ultimately may just cost us more in the long run. It was the Sunday after the NFL championship game, and I woke up that morning craving some barbecue. So for lunch, I went to a familiar barbecue joint and ordered a pulled pork sandwich to go. The aroma filled my car ride home. Love that aroma. I wish I had a scent on one of those hanging car odor eliminators. I just love barbecue. When I got home and opened the container, although it smelled terrific, something was amiss. I took the top bun off and looked at the pork. The pork was flat, dry, and it just didn't look good. I added some barbecue sauce with the hopes of reviving the sandwich. However, when I took a bite, I realized that the bun was stale and the barbecue sauce didn't restore the sandwich. I was sorely disappointed in this pulled pork sandwich and was wondering what went wrong. Then it dawned on me. The restaurant is closed on Mondays. Being Greek American, I have worked in several restaurants since the age of 12. Side note, when I graduated college, I thought I would be in the restaurant business for the rest of my life. Back to the story. I completely understand the relevance of food costs. Restaurants are in the business where the product needs to be sold at a price that'll cover the food cost and a portion of the administrative costs. That's the only way to turn a profit. It's that simple. In this case, however, the pork and bun were both from the previous day, old meat and stale bun. The restaurant may have helped to control food costs by doing this, but they created an unhappy customer in the process, a customer who is now most unlikely to make a return visit and will share the story with others. Saving a few pennies is not worth losing a customer. In this era of social media, bad reviews, pictures of disappointing meals, and word of mouth can significantly impact your business. In the long run, the person preparing the sandwich should have asked themselves, would I eat this sandwich knowing that the quality was not up to standard? The answer should be no. However, company policy might be to use up yesterday's food before using what is freshly prepared for that day. That type of policy is not a sustainable strategy. We all make mistakes. I get it. I'm very empathetic to everyone in the restaurant business, especially during this pandemic. And we must always watch our costs in order to make a profit. But revenue drives that profit. If we don't get return business, we lose revenue. And the business loses sustainability and growth, period. However, there seems to be a new way of controlling food cost, shrinkflation, using less food to help control costs. There's a national sub shop chain that has been using this strategy. I ordered a turkey sub with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, and mustard. What showed up was a sub roll with very little of the ingredients requested. I have stopped ordering from this chain. Now take this scenario into every business and apply the same analogy. I'll use the professional speaking business as an example. As I do, think about your business. Have you ever attended a conference or seminar that feels like a canned presentation? Or better yet, you attend a conference and recognize one of the speakers you enjoyed 5 years ago. You look at the title of the presentation and it doesn't sound like the presentation before. So you decide to sit in their presentation only to realize it is the same presentation that the speaker did 5 years ago word for word. It just has a different title. Yesterday's leftover food, old meat, and a stale bun. As a professional speaker, I customize my presentation to each audience and never do the exact same presentation twice. Yes, this takes a lot of work, and it has been a key driver in the success of my business for 12 years. I will never serve leftovers to my audience or client. It's simply not a good business plan or practice. The many years I've spent in the restaurant business taught me a lot about customer service that I use in my business today. We all need to remember that we are in the people business. We have no business when we don't treat our people and customers with the respect that they deserve and provide them with a constant, reliable, and top quality product or service, period. Hey, by the way, if you're ever in Bloomington, Minnesota, you must go to Chow Bella. Chow Bella understands this philosophy, provides the best customer service, and backs it with a quality product. If you happen to go, ask for Sue and tell her I sent you. Cheers, everyone, and thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.